Back in the year 1818, just a few years after Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner, the American flag had 20 bright stars and 13 broad stripes, one for each colony. Since then, the flag has added 30 stars, of course, but not a single stripe. Until now. The Postal Service just issued a set of 4 stamps showing the flag fluttering at different times of the day. In one of those stamps, the flag has 14 stripes. Oh, but it's okay. Postal Service only printed 1 billion of them. On the line now is Laura Stutzman. She's the artist who painted the flag stamps. And thanks very much for joining us.
Sure.
Now, we should say, I feel like I need to explain what this looks like. The flag is sort of fluttering from the upper left-hand corner of the stamp to the lower right-hand corner. And it's kind of hard to count the stripes. It's not like you would notice it because the flag itself
is... Not enough.
The flag itself is fluttering.
Right.
But that means that there's just this little triangle down in the bottom right-hand corner of white that really does look like a white stripe at the bottom of the flag. And the bottom of the flag is a red stripe, the 13th stripe.
If you were to blow the image up, and I have it blown up in a couple of places where it's been printed in newspapers, you can kind of tell by looking at it that it was never painted.
What happened?
It's, you know, it was a production error. Apparently several versions were done and corrections were made, and each time those corrections were made, the artwork was rescanned. And somehow that last time that it was rescanned, the image shifted down and picked up that little bit of white that was actually not intended to be a stripe at all. It's just, you know, subconsciously I think it probably caught someone's eye who has looked at a lot of flags and said, that isn't right, and then counted them and said, yippee, it's wrong. So, and of course, you know, collectors are hoping for a reprint, but that won't happen.
How did you find out about this?
I was asleep, and my husband brought me the phone from the office. We work in our home, and it was someone from Fox News telling me. So my heart sank, and I was thinking, this is just a huge disaster. But you know, the Postal Service has covered for me very nicely, because technically I should have painted that bottom corner blue.
How do you feel now?
Still a little nauseous. This was my first stamp project, and to have it get all weird has been strange. But, you know, I've had several people email me and say, you know, no press is bad press. So I don't think the Postal Service agrees. I doubt that they're feeling that particular feeling, but I'm starting to agree with that it, you know, you have to look on the bright side.
I understand this isn't the first controversial stamp you've been associated with, though. Your husband.
No, my husband did the Elvis stamp.
The Elvis stamp.
The Elvis stamp. That was the first stamp project he worked on. So that was really fun. This hasn't been fun in that way. This is a different kind of controversy that I could have really lived without, but nonetheless, it is what it is, and it was a fabulous project to work on.
Laura Stutzman is the artist who painted the series Flags 24/7. She joined us from her home in Maryland. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure. Thank you.
And there's a picture of the stamp at our website, npr.org.